From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Washington for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. The U.S. president told reporters at a joint appearance with the German chancellor today that he hopes a diplomatic solution can be found for the crisis in Ukraine, where the government is battling pro-Russian separatists. He said his team is looking at all options against Russia if diplomacy fails, including the possibility of providing Ukraine with defensive lethal weapons. The European Union, meanwhile, decided to delay additional sanctions on Ukrainian separatists and Russians until after a four-nation summit takes place. Nigeria's Boko Haram militants launched new attacks in Niger and Cameroon on Monday as the group's leader vowed to defeat soldiers fighting the group. Witnesses say Boko Haram gunmen attacked a prison in the southeastern Niger town of Difa, but were driven back by Niger's army. This woman is a refugee from recent attacks by Boko Haram.
We are afraid of this Boko Haram because I saw many people who are killed by Boko Haram with my eyes before I come here. So that's why I am afraid. Maybe if I go to Nigeria now, maybe I will be killed. Because my father, they have killed my father. They have killed my brother. They have killed my nephew. So I am afraid to go to Nigeria again.
The Associated Press, meanwhile, says local residents in northern Cameroon are reporting suspected Boko Haram forces kidnapping more than a dozen people. Iraqi police say two bombings today killed at least 15 people. The incidents follow a series of blasts on Sunday that killed at least 37 people. This is VOA News. The AFP News Service reports top American military officials will today participate in a conference in Senegal along with the heads of 35 African armies. The conference has been called to discuss peace and security on the African continent. The Associated Press reports that former Grand Slam doubles champion Bob Hewitt has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and assault on minors. The plea was made today in a Johannesburg court. The 75-year-old Australian is accused of raping two teenage girls in the early 1980s and another girl in 1994. Hewitt denies the charges. This from Reuters. Somalia's parliament has approved a new cabinet for the country. 25 cabinet members were approved. They comprise the second group nominated by Prime Minister Omar Abdulrashid Ali Sharmark, the first group having been rejected. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, has fallen to its lowest value ever. The drop follows the announcement of a six-week delay in elections in Nigeria, which has stirred fears about political instability. UN-brokered talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Yemen resumed today, but the discussions quickly broke up. Two political parties walked out of the talks, saying they had been threatened by a representative of Houthi rebels. The negotiations were aimed at resolving the political crisis in the Arabian Peninsula state. Houthis captured the capital in September and took over the government last week. A large network of investigative journalists has found that the Swiss arm of Britain's largest bank helped clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. Those clients of the Swiss subsidiary of the British-based HSBC include drug traffickers, arms dealers, and celebrities. The number two diplomats from the United States and South Korea held talks in Seoul today to discuss bilateral issues and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken will spend 3 days in Seoul. He's on the first leg of an Asian trip that will also take him to China and Japan. A drone strike killed an influential Afghan militant in Helmand province today. The Helmand police chief says Mullah Abdul Rauf, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee, and five others were killed while traveling in a car. He did not provide details. The United States Supreme Court says it will not stop same-sex marriages from taking place in the state of Alabama. The court today denied a request by Alabama's attorney general to continue a hold on a federal judge's ruling overturning the state's ban on gay marriage. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.